Good morning. Thanks for joining us. I'm Kenny Choi.
And I'm Michelle Griego. This is your Pix Now update. In Oakland, a recycling worker is out of the hospital after a powerful explosion knocked him off his feet. Surveillance video from a Cal Waste Solutions recycling truck shows the driver doing his daily routine yesterday. But the moment the truck started to crush what was poured inside, something exploded.
There was just very suddenly a massive crashing noise.
Unnatural, like metal snapping.
It's shocking and horrific to see what this driver went through just on his normal day-to-day routine.
The bomb squad says it did not find an explosive. Still no word on what combusted.
The son of Oakland City Council member Lynette Gibson McElhaney is being remembered for his talent and love of music. Victor McElhaney was honored at a vigil in Los Angeles last night. He was a 21-year-old drummer and music student at the University of Southern California. He was shot and killed earlier this month, about a mile and a half from the campus.
A lot of pain, but I'm still grateful.
Yeah.
And just thank you guys for your support, the love. I didn't know how I was going to get through this week, but this is at least a start.
And police have not announced any arrests yet in this case.
No charges will be filed against the CEO of the San Francisco Giants in connection with that widely seen scuffle with his wife. The March 1st incident involving Larry and Pam Bear was recorded on video by a bystander. San Francisco's district attorney's office released the following statement yesterday, saying after a careful review of the relevant evidence, including multiple videos, statements from several witnesses and the parties themselves, the evidence does not support filing criminal charges. There's no official comment on this development from Bear or other San Francisco Giants officials. Bear is on an indefinite leave of absence from the baseball team. Some advocates for domestic violence victims hope Major League Baseball will take disciplinary action against Bear.
The public perception is he's a rich owner. He might get away with whatever, right? And I think there's a danger to that.
Major League Baseball is looking into the matter. Well, the A's regular season is off to a rocky start. Oakland played the Seattle Mariners in Tokyo earlier this morning, Pacific time. The game got off to a promising start with Stephen Piscotty blasting a solo home run in the bottom of the first to give Oakland a 1-0 lead. But then things fell apart for A's starting pitcher Mike Fiers in the third inning. He gave up 5 runs in the inning. Seattle went on to win 9-7. And the A's posted this video of some diehard fans who weren't bothered by the 2:30 a.m. start time. They were at a watch party at the Mad Oak Bar on 12th Street. There's another watch party tomorrow morning as the A's and the Mariners play a second game in Tokyo before heading home.
All right, Mary's got a check of the forecast. It is definitely raining out there.
That's right, Kenny and Michelle, tracking the rain. It has returned, and we are looking at moderate to heavy rainfall in spots on high-def Doppler this morning. So you can see the heaviest rain, especially for the North Bay. The orange and red colors indicating that from Angwin, St. Helena, Yountville, Windsor, Santa Rosa, Glen Ellen, Sonoma, Rohnert Park, a wet start to the day. Tracking light to moderate showers for the East Bay from Richmond, Berkeley, Alameda, and Oakland, across the Bay Bridge into San Francisco. Francisco and across the peninsula from San Mateo, Redwood City, down through Portola Valley and near Saratoga this morning. So here is a live look with our Bay Bridge camera, and you can see the raindrops on our camera. Temperatures are in the low 50s, so a mild start to the day. Satellite and radar view, you can see that dip in the jet stream, that trough of low pressure bringing the wet weather for us. Let's time out the rest of the day. So from rain this morning, turning to scattered showers, off and on showers as we head through our afternoon. So things start to taper off later on today. We catch a break for tomorrow with a mix of sun and clouds for your Thursday, and then rain returns with another weather system for Friday. Here we are on Futurecast Friday at 3 p.m. The good news, because of the rain, our pollen count is down for today, but it's going to climb right back up for Thursday, a little bit lower for Friday and for Saturday. Daytime highs today, much cooler. You'll feel that difference. Upper 50s to low 60s to below average temperatures for today. Back to you.
A naked garden party is turning a lot of heads in one Santa Rosa neighborhood.
It's the homeowner's response to a city order to hack his brand new 6-foot high fence in half. So Jason Windus built it on his corner lot to contain his large dogs. But after a neighbor complained, the city determined it was blocking sight lines at the nearby intersection.
It was just a little joke.
You know, it's a little like a lot of people would cop resentment and get very angry about having to cut their fence down. I throw a naked party in my yard.
Well, I think it's hysterical.
Yeah.
I think it's great. Right.
Windus even reserved a chair for the, quote, nosy neighbor. As for where he got those mannequins, Windus runs a moving company and had them left over from a Holloway job. And I love the editing effects, too.
Oh, yeah.
Blacked out the...
You have to cover up the bad parts. That's so funny, yeah. though.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. And a distraction, right?
Mm-hmm.
For anyone on the road. Wait, what?
I know. Yeah. What am I looking at?
All right. Well, we will be back with another update at the top of the hour.
You can always watch and listen to us on your Google Home and Amazon Echo devices.